just here?
Yeah, a bit of background noise. So I'm here with Matt Flaherty, who's one of Paul's biggest supporters. You've been with Paul every step of the way, following in court every step of the way. How do you feel?
Well, I have a mixture of emotions, really. I feel, obviously, I'm quite pleased that we won, and it was the best judgment that we could have hoped for. At the same time, though, I'm quite angry that this had to happen, and I feel like other things need to happen now.
Mm. And what would you like to see happen next?
Well, I really think that the Director of Public Prosecutions, Keir Starmer, needs to have a serious think about his position, especially given that he personally intervened in this case to make sure that the appeal was responded to when it went back to the High Court again. There are other things I'd like to see happen as well. There are other cases that have happened in the last year to do with the August riots. There were Section 127 cases that were prosecuted. Some people, unfortunately, pleaded not guilty. And there were people who served time in prison. There were other more serious charges to do with riots, communications on Facebook or Twitter. We know about those two guys from Cheshire who are both doing 4 years. I found out through a Freedom of Information request about another case, which was thrown out, that the CPS lawyer reviewing that case in determining that there was sufficient evidence of intent, he looked at DPP versus Collins, which is this same precedent, which is Section 127 of the Communications Act and has nothing to do with the Serious Crime Act, which is a much more serious offense, intentionally encouraging or assisting violent crime. And the mens rea test, the test for intent, is a very strong one and an explicit one that is in that statute. So there's no reason to go looking around for another test and taking some kind of creative path to capturing an offense. I don't understand that. And I wonder whether presumably the same reasoning was applied in the case of those two guys, I think the Perry Sutcliffe Keenan and Jordan Blackshaw or something like that, or maybe I have it the other way around. But the two guys from Cheshire who put things on Facebook around the riots and were jailed because they had the misfortune to receive advice that they should plead guilty. And when we have a situation like this where bringing a prosecution in the first place puts people in danger, something has to change over there at the CPS. There's something rotten in that culture.
Hmm. Do you think the government needs to legislate to clarify these laws?
Well, the laws are... They seem to be clear enough. This particular law in the Communications Act was a little bit fuzzy. The Collins precedent didn't really apply very neatly to this new form of communication, but this precedent now that we have today basically cleans the slate and ensures that a prosecution like this will not be brought again. So no, I don't think there's anything that the government needs to do, except we need to question why certain prosecutions are being brought. We need to look at the decision-making process there, and we need some oversight, which is difficult to get because so much is comes under the Data Protection Act. As an outsider, it's hard for me to get at the decision-making behind a CPS decision to prosecute someone, because the suspect or defendant in that case is quite rightly entitled to protection, to their personal details regarding a criminal investigation. I don't really know what else to say about that, but basically it's a very good thing that happened today.
Yeah,
but it can't end here. There have to be changes made very soon to the way that prosecutions are brought, and to our ability to look at how and why they were brought.
Excellent. A good day with more questions to answer. Matt Flatty, thank you very much.
Thanks, James.